instead of having to schlep out to the store, why don't you just sit there and look pretty while you do your shopping at Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast whenever you start your shopping experience with our link, robhaswebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, robhaswebsite.com/AmazonCA. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Survivor exit interview in perhaps the most jam-packed time that there's ever been in the history of Survivor podcasting, in the storied history of Survivor podcasting. There is so much going on here, and not just in Survivor, no, a bunch of these different shows that are happening all at once. This might be the perfect storm of reality TV that's happening right now because, all right, we have here today on this show, we're going to talk with Tyler Fredrickson, who was voted out of the tribe last night. And so that's going to be our first thing we're going to do here today, exit interview. Then I decided to, since we have this list of Survivor 31 people that's been announced, I thought it would be a funny idea to get my mom on the phone. And, you know, Survivor 31 is coming, but so is Mother's Day also. So that might be a good time to hear from a person who, you know, we're so inside here in the Survivor community that maybe let's hear from somebody who's, I think that the term is a casual. So we'll hear from my mom and see what her take is on this list of Survivor 31 players. And then we'll get to Jordan Kalish and This Week in Survivor History, all on this show that you're about to hear today. Of course, last night was a really jam-packed night for us here on Rob Has a Podcast. I kicked off the night talking with Josh Wigler about that list of Survivor second chances potential returnee candidates and had a very fun show with Josh. We went through all 32 people, laid down the gauntlet. Here's everybody that's coming back. Talked about each one of them as individuals. Talked about the season as a whole, what this means and what's going on. I also invited all of the Survivor 32 candidates who want to come on and talk about their campaign, about why they should go back on the show. They've all been invited to come on and talk with me about, you know, the good and the bad about their game, why they should go back, why people should be voting for them every day on CBS.com. And that invitation is out there. And I have been hearing from a number of the 32 different people that are out there vying to get back on Survivor. Of course, then after that, I talked to one of the 32 people in Stephen Fishback, and we actually broke down the episode of Survivor, which is almost getting overlooked in all of this insanity. And so we had a very busy Wednesday night. All that's up on robswebsite.com. Then today, of course, exit interview. You already got that check. Then it's going to be a big Tyson cast today. Going to recap the episode with Tyson, talk to Tyson about all of this returnee craziness. He's a guy, he's been back two times, so three times total. And so he was part of all that blood versus water craziness. A bunch of the people that he played with are back in the mix. So a lot to talk with Tyson about. Plus, Tyson's also going to take your voicemails today at robswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. All right, let's get into this. I see that we have Tyler on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Tyler, are you there?
Robbie, what's up, man?
Tyler, very excited to talk to you and sad to see you go from the show last night because I felt like you had a real shot at this thing.
Dude, I want to tell you right now, I'm a huge fan. I've listened to almost all of this season's podcast. I know we don't have a lot of time and we got all this stupid season 31 garbage to discuss. Whatever, man. Let's jump right in, dude.
All right,
I'm ready
to get into it. Let's jump right in. So, this decision that Carolyn made, and by the way, thank you very much. This decision that Carolyn made about turning her back on you, was this something that you ever saw coming?
Well, I mean, I think you have to, when you go into these kind of like, you know, these relationships, the Denise Malcolm thing, you got to be aware that like eventually you might get Denise. I mean, did I know it was coming at that time? No. I was completely unaware. Did I feel like it was the right move on her behalf? No, we've got a top four. We can continue to move this right along. Let's just continue to push. Was I gunning for her? Yes. I mean, had she not won immunity, I mean, and knowing that she didn't throw me the idol at the tribal before when Mike and Tareen basically kind of like threw me under the bus, there were some questions going on. Rodney was hot about her too. He was totally furious coming back from that reward. You know, we may have been able to spin a couple things, but you know what? She wins. She gets rid of me. She continues to move forward another day. Good for her.
Can you talk to me about the damage control that you had to do after Mike and Shireen's play from the previous tribal council?
oh my gosh, some of the damage control I was constantly doing. Not just for myself, but like trying to calm down some crazies. You know, when I got back, Dan and I actually became really close. After Mike blew up the auction type stuff, he was so, Dan was so completely just frustrated, he ostracized Mike entirely. And so I kind of took the place. Dan and I spent a lot of time together, spent a lot of time strategizing. So when we got back to camp, I actually felt it was I was in a pretty good place, even though I'd, you know, sort of been outed, so to speak, that there was a crack in the alliance. The reality was I had to write somebody's name down. I told this to Dan in camp. If I don't write anybody's name down, I'm essentially just sitting watching, you know, if Mike does throw the idol to Shireen and I just go, oh, I'm going to go with Shireen, I'm going home. I know that there's a guaranteed vote coming my way. So I write Dan's name down. Why do I do it? Because Mike, the last 3 or 4 days, has been going around camp spreading lies that Dan's coming for you, or he's coming for you, or he's coming for you. I need to anticipate if Mike is going to write down somebody else's other name, who's that going to be? I just make a stab that Mike wants Dan gone. I write down Dan's name. And when I get back to camp, I tell Dan the reason I did that is because Mike has been gunning for you. He's the bad guy, bro. He's the guy you're still frustrated with. Let's continue to move forward and we'll add him at the next one.
Yeah. How did Will know to vote for Dan also? Did you like tap him on the shoulder or anything like that?
I have no idea.
That was just lucky.
I have no idea. I hit up Will a couple of days ago. You know, I'm going to do Rob as a podcast in a couple of days, man. Why did you vote for Dan? He goes, I don't remember.
I believe it. So let's go to this plan of the final six. Could you just talk your way through of, so let's say, you know, Mike was going to be gone and you guys got down to the final six like you had wanted. What was going to be your end game to go from six down to three or two or whatever?
Well, I mean, I think it was just going to be, I mean, we're going to continue to make this the big thing out of Dan's advantage.
Okay.
You know, we were going to try to, it probably would have been him and Sierra. He would have thrown a third vote towards somebody, but it wasn't going to usurp R4. We'd take out Dan, we'd take out Sierra. And then, you know, we're top four. And then I can try to make a move. And I feel like with any of those people I can beat, it's just a matter of, can I get past that final vote? You know, I wanted Will and Rodney to the end. And you know, I think a lot of people were interested in taking Will and Rodney to the end. So that was always my goal. It's what I promised those guys. It's just, it never turned out that way. We had the numbers to go to a final four. They kicked me out. Now everybody, this next episode, I would imagine, is going to be scrambling because the numbers just don't add up.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did the knowledge of Dan's extra vote influence what you were doing over the last couple of votes?
You know, Carol and I knew. We didn't really strategize much about it. What I tried to do, you know, something I've been kind of sharing recently, is like in movies, in the final scene, when the monster is ultimately revealed, it's always kind of a letdown because it's like the tension and the suspense leading up to the reveal is always a little bit more exciting. I just presented it to everybody. Guys, we don't know what this is. It could be an extra vote. Of course, I knew. It could be an extra vote. It could be a, you know, get out of jail free card. He could walk back there and rip up a vote for all we know. We don't know what it is. And that should frighten you. That should put the fear of God in you that Dan has something. He's got a power that we, you know, can't anticipate. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to sit back and just let him continue to rock and roll through this whole thing? Or are we going to make a change? For me, I felt that advantage and the unknown of the advantage should have been intimidating enough to go after Dan last night. Unfortunately, the rest of my alliance, the rest of the cast who was still available, disagreed. And now I'm here talking to you.
So the way that you played the game, I think, is somewhat interesting, especially in contrast to some of the ways that the other people in this season have played the game. But I feel like that your style of play was probably more in line with like the traditional way that you would advise somebody to play the game of Survivor. You know, keep your cards close to the vest, telling everybody to sort of ride it out. Don't make a big move. Don't flip. Don't upset the apple cart. As far as this goes in how it played out, though, it ends up with you being in seventh. Do you feel like that there was an adjustment that you needed to make that you didn't make and maybe the game has evolved in some way? Or do you feel like that you just ended up getting a bad break, that Mike gets on this immunity run, he has an idol, and ultimately that's why you end up not winning the game?
Yes, that second one. I mean, look, I came out to the show and I was like, I'm going to make big moves. I'm going to, you know, try to be a big personality. Let's have some fun. Let's rock and roll. And I get out there and what am I met with? A bunch of crazy big personalities. You know, I'm with guys who just consistently think about themselves. And not only that, but people who have been trying and dying to be on the show. For, you know, there's so much downtime on the show. So when people get out there, we're like, okay, we're deciding we're going to vote Haley. You know, in 3 days, it's Taylor. Well, then an hour later, it's like, nah, dude, we're going Jen or one thing. Things change consistently because there's nothing to do but sit there and run your mouth and spin your wheels. So when all these big personalities are running around and going crazy, I'm sitting there going, forget that. Let's sit back and we'll make the decisions when they come. And suddenly, like, the most kind of calm and, relational perspective is the one that's standing out. And I found that, like, all of a sudden, everybody's coming to me with information. Everybody's, like, wanting me to be on their side. All of their hopes and fears and dreams are being poured onto my shoulders. And I'm in a really great place where everybody's making up my mind for me. And it's very easy to sit back and suddenly be that guy. Now, had I known, Rob, had I known that last night they were coming for me, bro, I would have blown it up. Mm-hmm. Dan's advantage is this. Carolyn's had an idol since day two. She's lied to everybody. You know, Ronnie's insane. We all know that. I mean, I would have gone all over it. Like, yes, this is our core four. Mike, what are we going to do right now? We are the challenge beast. Let's rock and roll. Let's put this together. I don't know what it would have been, but it would have been explosive. Had I even known that Kevin voted for me last night, I probably would have spun around at Tribal and blown it all up just to see everybody scatter. Like, I didn't know. So, yes, was there a big move that was missing from my game? Absolutely. Was I planning on putting it there? Yes. But Carolyn won immunity. I had to sit back. I thought we could get through one more vote together, and then it would have been on. They just got to me before I could do anything about it.
Yeah. In fairness to you, I don't think that your thought process is faulty. You know, I think that's sort of like the John Nash thing, where if you're in a season where everybody is these, you know, big eccentric characters, the person who is sort of like the, you know, calm port in the storm probably has the advantage. And then the opposite is true, where you're all with passive players, the person who's sort of like big and bold and aggressive probably has the advantage. But ultimately, it doesn't work out. You don't need me to tell you that. But tell me about what it was like to live through Birthday Gate.
It's funny that this is like on the tip of everybody's tongue right now. Birthday Gate was really not that big of a deal. Birthday Gate was Rodney Gate. It's just Rodney being Rodney. You've seen that for 30 whatever days. You know, yes, he was very frustrated. Yes, he's, you know, word vomiting all over Mama C. Like, we get it. Well, then Rodney comes up with this incredible idea. This is going to be his Oscar moment where he's going to act for the next 2 or 3 days, including like in downpour rain. Mm-hmm. I mean, that he is going to quit the game. And this is what he says. Like, he said, well, I'm going to convince everybody, including Mike, so well that we're going to get to Tribal, and Mike's going to go, Jeff, I'm not playing tonight because Rodney's going home. And then we're all going to throw 6 votes on Mike. It's going to be the greatest blindside of history. And it's like, you know, this was tied in to the big Birthday Gate. It was like Birthday Gate leading to like Oscar Gate, leading to like Nobody Really Cares Gate. I mean, we all sat around and just sat in the shelter going, there goes Rodney, like kicking and spitting into the woods again, trying to impress Mike. The reality was, this was all a side conversation for us when we're living it, but it just ended up being kind of the central thing to the episode. And, you know, now we're talking about it.
You know, one of the things I thought was fascinating that I sort of saw in one of your secret scenes that, you know, you talked about how Rodney felt like this was going to be a showcase for him and his acting ability. He says earlier in the season that I'm going to be the De Niro out here. Now, as somebody who worked in a talent agency, did you see anything in Rodney? Did he demonstrate any, you know, star power in his acting ability that you were impressed?
Oh, that's a funny question. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a casting agent. Well, I mean, look at, I'll give you this. Ronnie's better TV than me. I mean, Rodney was all over this season. You know, my subtle, quiet, little smirky, kind of mundane, maybe sort of boring TV was, I mean, I'm watching Rodney, like, forget the tall, lanky dude, like, talking about, I want to see more Rodney. I want Hot Rod. I want more like, bro, you're going down, bro. Like, you know, Mike's with his leg, bro. Like, it's over. Like, what can I do? That's my birthday, bro. Like, I wanted that madness. That was insane. That was great. You know, could Rodney take that and parlay it into a career and act? I don't know. Like, you know, could he do another reality show and probably do it well? Yeah. Would he be good to have on Survivor again? Maybe.
Now, after the confrontation between Will and Shireen, Shireen has been very vocal and critical about the fact that you didn't come in and step in and come to her defense. Now, being in the position that you were in the game, do you look back and say, I wish I would have handled that differently? Or do you stand by, you know, your actions in the game and say, look, that's not good for my game to step in at that time?
Yeah, I'll say this, like, this is a very delicate issue that's obviously very much in the zeitgeist. It's an issue that's far above my pay grade. Mm-hmm. you know, I want to be respectful to both of the people because they're both of my friends and I understand how they were both feeling in the moment. And again, this is not to like step back or, you know, take the easy way out, but like there was an argument between two people. It grew pretty hot. I think Will said a lot of things that he probably shouldn't have said. And you know, that were definitely offensive. And I encouraged him later that night that he should go to Ashreen and apologize. He mentioned that at Tribal and that actually didn't make the edit for whatever reason. I then went up to Ashreen later. We had a really great conversation on the beach and I apologized to her that I thought, you know, things were got a little out of hand. That never was brought up by either her or the edit, for whatever reason. I'm good with both of them now. And I just think that, you know, I worked it out with them. It's now up for them to work it out. And as I've been told, you guys will give them a chance to do it soon.
Okay. I totally can relate to the position that you would be in that spot, because as somebody who is out there playing the game, like I think I would be very much caught in the moment of, oh my God, what do I do? You know, do I say anything? Is this going to screw up my game? Or are people going to get mad at me? So it's an unenviable position that I think that you were put into in that spot. Now, let me just go back to this Survivor 31 that you mentioned at the top of the show. So now five people that you had the opportunity to play with during the season, including three people from your original white collar tribe who you knew particularly well, are in the mix here. Is there anybody from this group that you would like to give an endorsement to from the people that are listening to this podcast?
Oh, Rob, I can't do that. I mean, these are some of my best friends in life. I mean, as you know, hashtag Dirty 30.
Yes.
We are super tight. And granted, we've had our ups and downs, especially the last few weeks. But like, I think this group is still sticking with it. I think all five of those people, when I first heard the names, I was like, oh man, like, you know, why not me? Well, you know, come on. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, I looked at them. I'm like, nobody deserves it more than Max. Nobody wants it more than Max and Shereen. You know, Carolyn is proving to be a challenge beast who can find idols. You know, Mike is the big, crazy, insane, making huge moves and good strategist. And he's like all heart. He's winning challenges. And Joe is, you know, going to go down as maybe one of the most popular survivors in history. He's far and away the star of our season. And he went out like weeks ago. So, you know, like I don't foresee all five of them getting on, but like I would really root for. I can't pick, man. I mean, you get 10 votes, right? So just vote for 30-30.
Tyler, tribal council's over. You could give me. I'm not going to yell at you like Jeff probably did, but you got to give me straight answers. All right, good job though here
today.
All right,
fine. I'll give you an answer. I want to see Joe play again.
Joe,
he's my boy. I want to see him play again. If I have to pick one. I, you know, I think Joe going no matter what I say.
Yes.
Because I think there's just too many girls and guys who love him. So, you know, go Joe.
Okay. I know we're out of time here. Hey, best part of you not being on season 31 is I'm going to get you on speed dial to help me break down what's going on with these guys next season. Okay.
Bro, you call me anytime. I'm there. Let's do it.
All right, Tyler. All right. Take care. Have a good one. All right. All the best. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Tyler here on the Exit Interview podcast. And now we're going to switch gears and do something a little bit different before we get to this week in Survivor history. You know, once they announced that they were going to do this, that they were going to bring back these people and have a vote, I really wanted to do this. And so I decided to, we're going to call up my mom and find out her take on the field of 32. So here she is, just in time for Mother's Day. Here is the first mom of podcasting, Roseanne Sesternino. Roseanne, are you there?
Good morning. I am here.
Mom, how's it going?
It couldn't be better. It's finally a gorgeous spring morning here in New York. I've got you on the phone. I could want for nothing else in this world.
All right. Well, Mom, I'm very excited to talk to you about this list because I don't know why, but I feel like it's very funny to get your take on this field of 32 people, which are back. It's also Mother's Day around the corner. People have heard me talking all week long about everything going on with Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers. They've got a bunch of great offers for the listeners of Rob's the Podcast. I'm not going to give you the whole spiel again, but if you want to, don't forget about Mom. I didn't. Go ahead, proflowers.com, berries.com. Use our promo code RealityTV. They've got some great offers, and that's all I'm going to say about that, okay?
And I'm thrilled you didn't forget about me.
Didn't forget about you. All right, Mom. So last night they had the big announcement about this field of 32 people that could potentially come back for Survivor second chances. And I know that there's got to be one person on this list that you're most especially excited to see.
What a hoot, first of all, the whole concept. But yes, I quickly scanned the favorite male castaways, and thank God my Joe is on there.
Joe is back in the mix. And will you actually be voting for Joe, or will you just...
Well, I haven't carefully considered it, yes. But yes, my gut instinct is I'm still smarting over him getting kicked off. So I'm leaning that way. But I will give it careful thought.
And you would even sign up for an account on CBS.com to cast your vote?
What would be the downside of that?
You have to register for stuff. You have to fill out a form.
I am capable, yes.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. Just now, here's something that we found out, that they make you pick 10 people. So you can't just go on and vote for Joe. You have to pick 10 men and 10 women to vote for. So you can't just go on and vote for Joe. So you have to come up with 9 other people that you want to vote for from this list.
And 10
of the women.
Right off the cuff, I will have no problem on the male list. I don't know if I can find 10 women to vote for. I have to refamiliarize myself with a lot of these people.
All right. Well, who are some of the standouts that you see from the male castaways?
Okay. Well, you know, I am a firm believer in the All-American hero.
Yes. Who's that?
So, I'm looking at Joe. I'm looking at Spencer. Jeremy.
Yes.
I kind of go two ways. I've got the muscular, young, adventuresome, All-American hero with the fabulous smile.
Like me, right?
That's got to be exactly like you, darling. And then I also have a lot of respect for the older contestants.
Okay.
Because I do realize how daunting an experience this is. And, that's like an extra handicap.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm looking at Terry and Keith.
Really?
He was so much fun, wasn't he? I am. Keith was
Keith
so much
guy.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
Really?
And I did enjoy him. He grew on me.
Okay.
He grew on me over the weeks. I see a couple of people. Of course, Stephen Fishback. Who doesn't love Stephen?
Probably somebody,
you think he's
right?
You think he's listening?
I don't think he listens to this far into the podcast.
Okay, fine. No, So I will have no problem finding 10. I might have to actually, eliminate some. The women, I really do.
Go back. Tell me, who are some of the people that you know you won't be voting for? Is there anybody on this list that gets on your nerves?
I guess Troy Zan.
Why?
I'm surprised.
Why? Doesn't Troy Zan have that? He's a strong guy. He's got a nice smile, right?
No. Crazy. No, not at all.
Why? What did he do that got on your nerves?
He just struck me as... As much as he portrayed himself as the real deal, I don't know, he just struck me as a phony. He did not, the outer package did not seem to go with the inner spirit.
Okay.
He just did a couple of things that turned me off.
All right, so no Troy Zan for you.
No Troy Zan for me. But other than that, this is it's a very workable list. Vetus, wait, hold on.
Yes.
Take Matt Dawson right off my
Max Dawson.
Yeah. You know how I feel about people that walk around nude.
So unnecessary. No Max Dawson for you.
No Max Dawson. No.
Okay. What about Mike? Are you still mad at him for voting out Joe?
You know what? No. No. I've done a 360 on Mike. I really have.
Okay.
I've done a 360 on him.
All right. So you're back to liking him?
I am back to liking him. I mean, first of all, physically, he's really reached down and, pulled out some incredible feats of strength and determination.
Mm-hmm.
And, just seems to be a very a really very, very decent person who's playing his heart out.
What about a couple of people you haven't mentioned? What about Brad Culpepper? Is he in? Is he on the yes or no list for you?
I don't know. He's going to be. He's probably more at the bottom of my list.
And what about Shane Powers? Do you remember him?
Tell me the season he was on.
He was on with Aris and Suri, and he was like, the guy who that he didn't quit smoking. And then he was going through nicotine withdrawals and he wanted to see his son. Yeah.
Yeah. I do kind of remember the character, but I can't, he does not stand out in my mind.
Okay. Too far back. What about the women? Now who's standing out for you from the women on this list? Give me the people you like first.
Okay. I would have to like Carolyn just because, she is still there.
Yes.
She is still there. I do go back and forth sometimes. Last night I was kind of thumbs down on her. But I do respect the fact that she is a tough competitor, also on the upper age scale.
Yes.
And, you know, really, really toughing it out.
Okay.
So she would have to earn my vote. Cass is probably not going to be in my...
Why not?
I just much, much too argumentative for me.
But don't you, isn't that good TV? Don't you like it when she fights with people?
I don't. No, I don't.
What if she fights with Troyzan?
I don't want, well, he's not, I, hopefully he won't be there. But, no, I just found her a little too argumentative.
Okay.
Shireen, another one that I was a definite non-fan.
Okay.
And then I started reconsidering, and she did keep me very entertained.
Okay.
So she could make you laugh and she could break your heart. So I found her to be very good television.
Okay. Who else would you not tell people to vote for?
I have to go back and look up a lot of these people.
Yes.
Oh, this Abby Maria. And I know you had some interactions with her but I didn't get her at all.
Well, you know, you have to pick 10 of these people. If you want to go on and vote for Joe, you have to pick 10 of these women. So you better get
familiar. I can't vote for Joe twice?
No. You have to vote for Joe, 9 other guys, and 10 women.
Teresa T-Bird Cooper, why does she...
She's from Africa. She's from Survivor Africa.
Oh, okay. See, the really early shows... I have to. I've got to go. Really go back and check out some of the characters.
Well, you could watch the videos.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. What about Kelly from the first Survivor? Do you remember her? With she went up against Rich in the end.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Kelly
Wigglesworth.
Wigglesworth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bring her back. It's been God knows it's been long enough.
And what about Kimmy Kappenberg from Survivor Australia? Do you remember her? She didn't want to eat the animals.
Oh yes, yes.
She got into the fight with Alicia.
Yes, I do remember her. I do remember her.
Okay.
Well, we'll give her a shot. Who else?
What about Sierra that voted out her mom? Do you have any respect for somebody that votes their mom out?
Oh, my goodness, she looks so different in this picture.
Yeah, she's the lighter hair.
You know what? I guess that might be one of the toughest decisions anybody's ever had to make.
Yes.
So just for that. They are still talking, she and her mom?
Yes, no, her mom was proud of her.
Okay, good. That was a very, very tough move. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember Tasha that played with Cass and Spencer?
Yes.
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 She
was a cutie.
She was fine. Okay.
She was a cutie. We'll bring her back. I just, you know what? I think Shireen will be more than enough trouble. I think she will...
All right, well, you got to pick
enough.
10. That's
fireworks.
The thing.
We can't. I mean, Carolyn's all right. 10. Okay. How many candidates are here?
32. 32 people are in the mix. So there's a lot of homework. Like, if you're not somebody like who's, you know, one of us that's like really like, you know, eat and breathes this stuff like on a daily basis. Like, I think that some of these people are going to, some of these headshots are going to be a little bit of a head scratcher of, you know.
They are. I'll let you in on a secret.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily live and breathe it. If I have a question, I come to the Survivor Know-It-All.
That's right. All right. So if anybody's
you're much quicker than researching for me.
Yeah. So if anybody's on the fence, one more time, why do you think that Joe deserves to come back?
I just think that there was nothing that I could have faulted him on.
Yeah.
He was a tough physical competitor. He was a decent person. He tried to ingratiate himself. He was a hard worker. You know, he was really just, his problem was he was a threat.
Yeah.
He was a threat.
If you had a choice between Joe, Spencer, or Malcolm, and only one of them could go back, who would you pick?
I would pick Joe, and correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Malcolm and Spencer both get farther in the game?
Yes.
So I would like to give Joe that extra opportunity.
But then maybe that you said the other guys deserved it because they got further.
Well, you asked me my answer. Now don't ask me to explain it.
All right. Well, now you sound
like
Nicole.
How quickly can I see him play again?
All right. Yes. So you're all set for Joe. And do you think that he will be able to not be a threat in people's eyes in season 31?
Well,
what
you
if
know,
he comes back
of,
and does worse?
That's a painful
what,
day.
What if he comes
I
back
that.
And Troyzan makes him the number one target?
You know I'm not good at figuring out strategies. I don't know how to prevent that. I don't know what you do.
Should he team up with Troyzan? Would you?
I guess he could give it a shot.
Would you stop rooting for him if he teamed up with Troyzan?
No.
Okay.
No, I would. He's on the show. I figure he knows what he's doing.
Okay, so you would root for Troyzan if he teamed up with Joe?
I will support him. Yes.
Okay.
I will support him no matter what.
All right, Mom.
No matter what.
if you want to watch these videos and find out some more information about these people, you can go to cbs.com/Survivor Second Chance and find out more about what's going on with these 32 people. All right, Mom. Thank you so much for all of your opinions on all these people and having to go deep back into your Survivor Rolodex on some of these people.
We'll see how it plays out.
All right, Mom. Well, first off, let me wish you a very early happy Mother's Day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. There's my mom talking about the cast of Survivor 31. Very fun spot. And now let's go ahead and segue into a man who knows where every single survivor is, Survivor 31 or otherwise, where exactly where they are at every point in the space-time continuum. Please welcome to talk about this week in Survivor history, our good friend, Jordan Kalish.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be back on This Week in Survivor History. I like the this new pronunciation of my name. It's a lot of fun to say. It's a lot of fun to hear.
Very fun. All right, Jordan, the people have voted and said that you should come back for This Week in Survivor History this week.
That is great, and that's very relevant to what's going on tonight. A big night in Survivor history with all these new players that we get to vote on.
Yeah, well, very exciting stuff. All right, so Jordan, before we get into what was going on this week in Survivor history, I want to take a moment and let the listeners know about something else very exciting happening in the world of Rob's podcast. The RHAP Bell Shirt is back.
Yes, I have the blue bell shirt, and now I actually have a chance to buy one of the other colored bell shirts.
Okay, well, yeah, this time around, what they're doing, our friends over at Teespring wanted to get the bell shirt back out there, and a lot of people have been asking for it. So we are doing the bell shirt again this time around. The last time, the shirts were all dark colors with white ink. These are all light colors with black ink, and there's a couple of different shapes and cuts of the shirt. There's like a softball tee, which is like a long sleeve tee. There's a woman's flowy tank for the lady or for the ladies, or Vince Sly might be interested in some sort of a flowy tank. I could see that.
Yeah, I've never worn a flowy tank, but it sounds great.
Yes, they also have the and the guy's tank also. So
okay,
yeah.
So sun's out, guns out. It's about to be summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my bros after we patty. We'll go to the gym and I'll put on my my bell tank top.
Got to see if we can get Rodney out there in in the guy's tank. Yeah.
This is like 50 Shades of Tank.
Yeah. We need to set something up where we get to a certain point. I'll take a picture in one of the tanks, either regular or flowy.
You know what? The Survivor fans will get to vote on them to see which one you have to wear during Survivor 31.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Of course, what we do whenever we do the t-shirt runs, I also donate $1 from every t-shirt to Autism Speaks, which is providing research towards autism. So that's what we do every time we do one of these t-shirt runs. So the t-shirts are starting at $16. You can check that out at robhasawebsite.com/bellshirt. That's robhasawebsite.com/bellshirt. Or click the banner in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. All right, Jordan, where are you taking us today?
We're going to go all the way back to a season that you know very well. We're going to Survivor Amazon. This is the episode from May 8th, 2003. So it's 12 years ago this coming Friday. And this is the episode where all the firewood that you and Bush were collecting burnt down the camp.
Oh, boy. Well, you had to go and bring back that memory. Look, fire safety is important, especially when you're camping, especially when you're on Survivor. You don't want to keep everything where there's like you have all those palm fronds and then, you know, they sort of get dried out when you put the fire right on there. It's not good.
And Butch considered this a total destruction fire. That's what he called it at tribal council after saying that it wasn't his fault.
Well, I think Butch still says to this day it wasn't his fault. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, there could have been many variables at play, but I'd say that it's probably the crazy amount of firewood that you had in your camp, under your shelter, next to your fire pit. And so what happened for the challenge? Did you leave the fire going, or is that something that you normally did, but it wasn't a problem? Or did you not realize that the fire was going when you left?
See, typically you want to sort of leave something going because you don't want to, you know, get done with the challenge and then come back and then realize that you have to, you have no fire and you have to start it from scratch. So you want to keep something going. But I think that, you know, we had something going, but we also had like those palm fronds sort of protecting it from the rain and from keeping the fires going. Then that sort of like dried out all of those leaves. And then from there, we went right into the thing ended up, you know, it's a hot day and everything. It just went up.
Mm-hmm. At least you and Matt got to eat that day because he won the challenge. He won a car and he picked you to go with him.
Yeah. Hot dogs, hamburgers, all the fixings. It was great.
But when you got back to camp, was this like your version of Rodney's birthday? Was this your worst day on Survivor?
I'm trying to think of if it was my worst day. It wasn't that bad. Like some of the days where it rained, I think were probably worse. Like you could deal with anything as long as it wasn't raining. The rains really make things particularly bad. So as long as it didn't rain that day, but a couple days later were probably going to be the worst days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I actually went camping this past weekend and we got lucky it didn't rain.
You went camping or glamping?
I went camping this last weekend.
Okay.
What is glamping?
That's like a glamorous sort of camping.
No, this was pretty hardcore camping. We went on a 12-mile hike. We stayed in the lean-to, which is basically just outside. So no, this was real camping, a 3-day Francesco Hoagie camping trip.
Oh wow, look at you!
Yeah,
wow.
We didn't burn the camp down either.
Now, Jordan, you said you had something else planned for today. What else were you thinking?
Yeah, I have a little special event for this week in Survivor history. Instead of going to a second episode, I actually took a look at some of the players that are eligible to vote on for season 31. And I just wanted to give you a rundown on what they were doing this week in Survivor history. And this was actually a pretty big week for some of them. We had three of these guys win immunity. We had Terry Dietz, who, of course, won immunity because he won immunity almost every week. We had Stephen Fishback, your co-host on Survivor Know-It-Alls, who used the strategy of converting symbols to numbers as like a 7-digit phone number in order to win the memory challenge. And then we had Spencer won a challenge. And if he didn't win, he probably would have been the one to get voted out instead of Tasha in that episode of Cagayan.
Wow. So a lot of immunity challenge wins for the people competing for a spot on season 31. So very interesting. And also on this week in Survivor history, a victory for Mama C.
Yes, Mama, that is true. Mama C, another challenge victory, so she could join that group. As I said before, Tasha was the one to go home in that episode, and she was not the only person on the voting for 31 who got voted out this week in Survivor history.
Who else did? Heidi Strobel?
It was Shane Powers, who we spoke about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Very sad. He was blindsided.
Very sad. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you for all of your information that you blindsided us with again this week.
Yes, I hope to come next week again, cover episode on Survivor. But I think we're also going to touch on some of these potential Survivor 31 contestants.
Great job, Jordan. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody, there you have it. This Week in Survivor History. With Jordan back here on a supersize edition of the Survivor Exit Interview podcast. All right. So that's going to do it here for me today. We've got so much more. Well, I'm just getting started today, but that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. We've got a Big Brother Canada exit interview. Going to be speaking with one of the three people that was part of the triple eviction on Big Brother Canada. So that's coming up as well. Also, my big podcast with Tyson, where we're going to do our full recap and the voicemails. That's coming up. Then on Friday on Rob's podcast, we are going to get into, of course, the usual. As per usual, every Friday, we're going to talk about Big Brother Canada first at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Then get into recapping the penultimate episode of The Amazing Race 26. That's going to be at 9:15. I'm also going to record my first of my season 31 interview series, where I'm going to be speaking with as many of these people that reach out to me. I'm going to give them a fair interview talking about why they should be back. I'm going to record the first of those on Friday and many more over the weekend into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So get ready. Start clearing out space on the iPhone because these interviews are coming. I can't wait. So exciting. Such a fun time to do what I do talking about reality TV. Lots of great stuff to talk about. Glad you guys are locked in. If you're not, robiswebsite.com/iTunes or get the Rob's Podcast app at robiswebsite.com/app. Have a good one, everybody. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.